see this guy dressed rather old-fashioned. He's walking down the hallway, and he walks right through the wall. Well, she came running down here, terrified. Spoke with the director of security. He said, "Madam, describe this person." She did. He said, "Go up to the second floor mezzanine and look at the portrait on the wall." She came running back. She says, "That's the man." He said, "Madam, that's the founder of our hotel. He died 1885. Now, where you guys are staying at, do you guys have a 13th floor?"
Okay, that is Jim McCabe. Jim leads tours of Boston's scariest paranormal spots. He says that the Boston Omni Parker Hotel is haunted, as is the library by the Common, the graveyard up the street, and even the stairwell right above the Cheers Bar. Yeah, the Cheers Bar from TV. Jim is so passionate and enthusiastic about what he does, I almost don't have the heart to tell him I don't believe a single word he says.
The people with their cameras, they go in there, and they put them through the opening, and they have the flash on, and they take the picture, and sometimes this, like, skull-type figure shows up with beady eyes. I call it the tomb from hell.
All right, Rebecca.
All right.
Cool.
This will be big. This would be very convincing if I can get a...
Yeah, all right.
A skull on...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll show up.
Yeah?
I'll show you once we get outside.
I'll be honest, it kind of looks like garbage.
I'm Rebecca Watson, and this is your 5-minute taste of a show called Skeptic. Each week, I'm going to spend quality time with somebody on the fringe, talking with people like Jim to figure out what they believe and why. Then I'll see if I can't find another... maybe more scientific explanation. Take that garbage skull, for instance. Some psychologists think that that might be a thing called pareidolia, this funny trick of the brain that makes you see faces and patterns in otherwise random images, like finding the Virgin Mary in your pudding cup, for instance. Or check out this other thing Jim said.
It's kind of a clear night. Take a picture of the entire building, which is our state capitol, but leave a little space in the background with the sky. And sometimes, when you have the flash on, these little blue dots show up, meaning orbs, spiritual energy. So try it, guys. Try it. I'm not going to say they're going to show up, but sometimes they do.
Okay, let's back it up just a bit. Orbs are a pretty recent phenomenon, like about as recent as the digital camera. You've probably seen them. They're these little floating spheres that hang around in your photos. Some people, like Jim, think that those are otherworldly spirits that only appear for the camera. For a second opinion, I spoke with Richard Saunders of the Mystery Investigators. They're a team of Australians who use science to examine strange things like firewalking, spoon bending, and ghost orbs. Richard has a ton of experience with this sort of thing, plus the kind of accent that you just have to love.
Any little dust particles, skin particles in the air, which just happens to catch a little bit of the flash, will bounce back into the camera, but it'll be completely out of focus because the camera's focusing on the wall or the whatever you're taking a picture of. So you get a little shiny, little strange-looking orb. I mean, this is something which is so easily explained, but they want them to be ghosts. They need them to be ghosts. I've heard every sort of weird explanation.
Like this?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Oh, you got one. Yeah, you did. You did. Good. Not bad.
See, some people might think that that's just a flash, though, off of the specs.
Well, that might be. Sometimes we don't get anything. You know? I mean, that's up to the beholder, I guess.
I guess that's just it. Jim is seeing the world through a different set of eyes than me. I'm a skeptic, the kind of girl who just can't help but look for a rational explanation behind even the most bizarre circumstances. I mean, especially the most bizarre circumstances. There's just so much cool stuff out there. I want to know more. In episodes to come, I'll talk to people who think that they can live without consuming anything but sunlight. People who rely on prayer for all their medical needs. People who say that they can talk to your dead relatives. I figure, at worst, I'll find out more about why people believe in such strange stuff. And at best, I'll find someone who defies the laws of physics and earns me a Nobel Prize. It's going to be a fun ride. To see the photos from the ghost tour, hear more great audio, and discuss the topic with others, head over to my website at skeptic.org. Thanks for listening, and remember to vote for me, Rebecca, and your other favorite contestants in the Public Radio Talent Quest.